今天其实这几天天气都不是特别好，又大风又大雨的，感谢大家也来到我们当中。
I hope this morning you find all your bins somewhere.
大家的东西好像还是原位。
Our bin went to a different went to the top of the street.
牧师他们的垃圾桶都已经被吹到街尾去了。
So how you are fine.
希望大家都一切安好。
So we have two more Sundays and it's the end of the year.
那么我们今年呢还有两个主日，那么就要结束了。
It's so quick.
时间过得非常的快。
And the world has not stopped being crazy.
那么我们看到这个世界的情况呢并没有变得越来越好。
And so we pray.
我们要继续的祷告。
So somehow we are close to God.
当我们与神亲近的时候。
And no matter what happens.
不管外面的环境怎么样的改变都不会影响到我们。
We and our household will be fine.
我和我的全家都必然安好。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to talk to you about part of discipleship.
那么我跟大家分享的是在我们使门徒做门徒培训的一部分。
Is to realize we live under grace.
就是意识到其实我们是活在恩典之下。
When I became a Christian,
当我做基督徒之后，
our church came out of a very strict, denomination.
那么我的教会呢是从一个很严厉的一种教派出来的。
And then our pastor started a church in Elim.
然后呢我之前的牧师呢他在从以林那边建立一个教会。
Where he came from is very strict.
他自己本身的那种背景呢是很严厉的一种教派。
You weren't allowed to watch TV.
那么你不可以看电视。
I remember going to watch a U certificate in the cinema.
我记得当时我看那个就是其实孩子 都可以看的那种观看的电影。
In other words, children can watch it.
就是小朋友都可以观看的那个影片。
I was severely told off.
然后呢我都被严重的
So no TV, no cinema. And then the sisters, no makeup.
那么教会的姊妹呢也不可以化妆。
That was tough.
哦，好像对某些来说是很严厉的，不是吗？
Amen. So you have to, so makeup was sinful.
那么就是化妆就是一个好像犯罪的事情。
And no electric guitar.
然后呢，也不可以有电吉他这个东西。
And so church, many churches came from that kind of very artificially religious, very law-based church.
所以其实很多教会的他们的背景是很宗教仪式，很表面的一些很严厉的一些条例出来的。
I remember being happy and sad being becoming a Christian.
所以当时我做基督徒，我有很开心的一面，也有很沮丧的一面。
Because there's a lot of things I want to do in life.
因为就是因为好像成了基督徒，但是我还是有很多在世上想做的事情。
There's a lot of movies I want to watch.
我还想继续看电影啊。
But this church seems to take everything away from me.
但是因为根据这个教会的一些规定，好像我不可以做这些事
情。In other words, Christianity was quite miserable.
那么换言之，可能成为基督徒以后，这个事情变得你好像很沮丧。
You see, that's man's way of reaching God.
这就是其实我们人用我们的方法的尝试来亲近神。
Such a church won't last very long.
这样一个教会可能并不能持久。
Because the church is not based on the law.
因为教会不是建立在律法之上。
Remember the Ten Commandments and the laws of God is a mirror to us.
记得我们之前讲的神给的十诫和神的律法是对我们来说的一面镜子。
To show us how well we are doing.
让我们看到我们自己的言行举止是如何的。
How we are progressing in Christ.
我们如何在基督里面的成长。
Without the law, we won't know what the standards of God are.
如果没有神的律法，我们不能了解神的标准。
This is why.People without religion will not have, will create their own morality.
So, 就是如果没有宗教信仰的人，他们会用自己道德标准来规定。
Without God, there is no accountability.
没有神，那么我们就不需要交账了。
There is no final judgment on the last day.
那么可能觉得是在最后的审判日没有审判。
Without God, there is no justice.
没有神也没有公义。
We hear rich people commit a lifetime of crime.And then they die, and then they find out what they've done.
我们看过很多这样的案例，有钱人他们可能一生做了很多的坏事，直到他们死了之后才被发现出来。
If there was no God, there is no justice.
那如果没有神，就没有公义。
Without God, there is no law.
没有神也没有律法。
There is no right and wrong.
没有对与错之分。
we become lawless.
我们变成无律法之
人。Mankind will set up his own standard.
人类会建立自己的标准。
And will decide what's right and wrong.
我们来决定什么是对，什么是错。
And that is why our world is becoming crazy.
这就是为什么当今的世代变成很败坏。
What is good, they call evil. What is evil, they call good.
因为他们把善的称为恶，恶的称反。
And that's what Isaiah prophesied in the last days.
所以以赛亚书已经预言在末后的日子。
And we are reaching the days of that are the Bible called the days that are evil.
我们已经靠近这个邪恶的时代越来越近了。
Because the moment society throws God out of their culture, they turn into a rebellious people.
当这个社会已经抛弃了神的标准的时候，那么这个社会变成一个很背叛、半叛逆的社会。
And you can argue all day long what's right and what's wrong.
你可以花很长的时间去彼此去争辩对与错。
But the Bible gives us a much clearer path to life.
但是在圣经当中给我们指明了一条非常清楚的生命之道。
What God says is better for us.
神说的与我们有益的是什么？
Yet my old church, they misinterpreted what the Bible tells us.
我以前的教会，他们错误地理解了神的意思。
Because when Christ came on Christmas Day,
当基督在圣诞之夜诞生的时候，
He became our sacrifice.
他成为我们的赎罪祭。
And we need to understand what is the gospel.
我们需要清楚地了解什么是福音。
The gospel tells us Jesus is the Son of God.
福音告诉我们，耶稣是神的儿子。
The gospel tells us he died for us.
福音也告诉我们，耶稣为我们舍命。
So when Jesus has done that,
当主做了这样的事之后，
we begin to understand that God does not want us to live under condemnation.
所以我们可以明白主的心意是不要让我们活在定罪之中。
Romans 8 chapter 8 verse 1 said, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书八章一节说，在基督里面呢是没有定罪的。
But many a times we know that.
很多时候，虽然我们明白这个道理
，but we don't live that.
但是我们并没有活出这样的一个实质。
We tend to live under guilt and condemnation.
我们的生命当中常常带着自责和定罪。
And so for the first period of my Christian life, that's what I was living under.
所以就是我
guilty all the time and the condemnation all the time.
这是我信主初期的一种心境，我不断地活在愧疚和自责当中。
Because there's many things you want to do, there's many things you want to watch, but every time you take a little peek of the TV, you feel guilty.
所以就是好像生活当中我有很多事情想做，很多电影、很多电视我想看，我看一点，我的好像就受到良心的谴责。
You push your TV under your bed.
然后没有办法，赶紧把你的电视收起来，放在床底下。
You see, we live in a lot of guilt and condemnation all the time.
当我们生命当中有很多的愧疚和自责的时候，定罪的时候。
But we will never get out of it.
我们觉得很难离开这样一种状态。
Unless we understand what does it mean by grace.
所以我们要来明白神所说的恩典是什么。
You see, there's a lot of teaching about grace today.That are too extreme.
其实当今现今很多关于恩典的教导是很极端的。
The true biblical grace has a real balance.
那么在属圣经的一个恩典的教导是有个平衡的。
About 10 years ago, I made that mistake about grace and apologized to the church.
那么十年之前，可能我对恩典的理解有错误，甚至要跟教会来道歉。
Because I realized it doesn't work.
因为我觉得好像如果我那个理解是行不通的。
But then what it did, it taught me.There is real grace in God.
但是让我也意识到，在神里面有真的恩典。
For me, I had to break out from the condemnation and the guilt that I for my first church.
因为这个对于我来说，这个恩典帮助我从我过往的经历当中，这个自责、愧疚和定罪当中释放出来。
And I swung to the other extreme of grace.
然后呢，我又去到另外一个关于极端的恩典当中。
I can not only watch TV, I can watch anything I like.
好像。我得到好像得到释放以后，觉得不仅可以看电视，我可以想看什么看什么。
I can only do things, but I can do whatever I like.
我不管可以做事情，我还可以随心所欲的做事情。
And the teaching is God is okay with it.
那么那个极端的恩典的教导说、哦、就算你这样做神都可以接受都觉得 OK 的
You don't even need to repent
你甚至不需要去悔改
Repentance is of the Old Testament
觉得悔改是关乎在旧约当中的教导
To my shame
但是对我觉得很愧疚的是
I spent 2 years teaching that
我自己可能花了2年的时间有教导教会这样子一个信息
Then I spent the next 5 years repenting of that
然后在接下来5年当中我不断地在悔改
Apologizing of that
我在为我所错误的教导来悔改。
But for me personally, I needed that.
但是对我自己的经历，我需要这样一个恩典来释放我。
To go from one extreme to the other extreme.
可能从一个被定罪的极端去到一个被得释放的极端。
But then to find the middle ground.
然后最终让我找到这个平衡点。
Which is the biblical ground.
那么当时属圣经的这个平衡。
The law is relevant to me, but it's not there to condemn me. It's there to reflect.There to tell me how well am I doing.
所以这个律法不是来定罪我，这个律法与我有关，是来帮助我来显明我自己的一个心。
And when I don't do well enough,
当我做的不够好的时候
，instead of dwelling in guilt,
与其说我住在这个愧疚当中
，instead of dwelling in guilt,
与其活在愧疚当中、定罪当中
，I come under the grace of God.
然后我快快地来到神的恩典之下。
In other words, I realize repentance is a gift.
给我让我意识到，原来悔改是一个礼物。
It is a blessing from God.
是神给我们的一个礼物。
When I do something wrong, when I do something wrong,
当我觉得我做错事的时候
，and I confess to Christ,
然后我跟在主面前认罪
，come to the Father,
来到父神面前
，He forgives me.
然后他饶恕我的罪。
Amen.He's already forgiven me.
我知道他已经赦免了我所有的罪。
He want you to know that's not right.
但是他想让我们知道我们做的是不对。
Amen. He doesn't run you over with a car and then say, "Now do you understand you're wrong?"
他不会要让我们碾马路，让我们受伤害，让我们学这个功课。
Repentance is something given to man.
那么悔改是只是神赐给人类的一个礼物。
Even the devil, if he wants to repent, he cannot.
就算魔鬼想要悔改，他都没有机会悔改。
There is no forgiveness.
对他们来说，没有悔改。
Because there isn't a sacrifice for him.
因为对他们说，没有赎罪祭。
Nobody died for him.
没有任何人为他赎罪。
God did not die for an angel, but God died for mankind.
神主耶稣没有为天使死，而是为我们人类而舍命。
And that is what Christ came to do, in order to allow the Father to forgive us.
这就是我们的主来到降世为人为我们所做的以致父可以赦免我们一切的罪
When you owe the bank manager £1,000 sorry £1,000,000 that you cannot pay off
如果我们欠银行有一百万的债务的话我们无法偿还
There's two ways of getting rid of that debt
有两个方法让你可以
To work hard for the rest of your life and pay it off
那么就是你余生都要为那个银行打工来偿还你的债务
Because you're in a debt.
因为你欠债
Or,
或者还有方法就是
that your bank manager say, Swana, he forgives you.
换了还有一个方法就是或者那个银行经理说哦算了那你这个账就一笔勾销了吧
Amen. That is why we cannot pay for our sins.
这就是为什么我们自己不能偿还我们的罪。
We can pay for all eternity in hell, and you will never be able to pay it off.
就算我们余生都在地狱当过活，我们都不能偿还我们的罪。
At the heart of the gospel is the redemption.
那么在福音的中心就是救赎。
Where Christ pays our debt.
耶稣偿还了我们的债。
He redeems us.
他救赎了我们。
And then the Father say, 算了。
然后父因为他的儿子做的
forgives us
免去我们的债
Amen
原谅我们赦免我们
You see guilt becomes condemnation if there's no forgiveness
如果没有饶恕的话那么这个愧疚就会变成定罪
You see there's nothing wrong with guilt
那么我们觉得有愧疚这个感受其实没什么问题
Because the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin
因为圣灵会在我们的里面来让我们看清我们的罪
And then we feel, oh, we feel guilty.
然后我们会有一种感觉很愧疚很内疚的感觉
But what happens, the devil comes along
但是如果仇敌在这个时候出现的话
It makes it sound even worse
他会把我们的那种愧疚感去扩大。
He attacks your identity. He attacks you in you as a person.
他把这种愧疚感跟我们的身份、跟我们的行为相连接。
And then it becomes condemnation.
然后就愧疚感会变成一种定罪感。
And then you keep saying to yourself, "I am no good. I am no good. I am no good."
然后你会一直对自己说啊，我不够好，我不好，我好好。
If you feel
我很坏。
If you feel condemned today, it is not from the Holy Spirit.
所以今天如果你有这种定罪感的话，那一定是不是从圣灵而来的。
It is from the devil.
那是从仇敌而来的。
Full stop. No argument.
没有任何的辨别，就是很清楚是从
仇敌来的。You've accepted that thought.
就是你接受了这样一个想法。
You see, when the Holy Spirit convicts you,
当圣灵给我们带来感动，
His goodness leads you into repentance.
是神的良善来引导我们进入悔改。
So that you can feel, that you can receive your forgiveness.
所以我们可以领受从父而来的饶恕。
To me, that's living under grace.
对我来说，这是神的恩典。
Amen.When I set off as a young man in my life,
当我作为年轻人，我在我开始我的生命的时候
，either I can keep on living, thinking I'm going to please God, I'm going to live under the law, and I become all religious.
我可以就是按照教会的规定，按照律法，按照所谓人的规条来过一个所谓的很宗教仪式的生命。
Or I can do the best I can do, but living under that freedom that Christ brought for me.
或者我会尽我自己的最大努力来去过活，但是啊，活在神的恩典之下。
That every time when I make a mistake, I get up and say, "Lord, forgive me."
每次我犯错的时候，我都来到神面前说：“主啊，你原谅我，饶恕我。”
Exercise the gift that God has given me.
我们来操练神所赐给我们这个礼物。
The joy of repentance.
就是悔改的喜乐。
Say, "Lord, I'm so sorry."
说主啊，很抱歉，我做错
了。And then to realize I am forgiven.
然后你意识到神赦免我的罪。
Amen.But for that to happen, you have to have faith.
但是如果要让这个事情发生，我们一定要带着信心。
Because often you don't feel you have been forgiven.
因为很多时候我们感受不到我们已经被赦免这个事实。
Your biggest enemy is the way you feel.
我们最大的感受是我们的肉体给我们的感知、感觉。
You don't feel you got faith. You don't feel happy. You don't feel that you receive anything.
所以你不感觉不到你好像被饶恕了，感觉不到你很开心，你感觉不到你领受了神的东西。
And that's why you need faith.
就是为什么我们需要信心。
You either believe in your feeling or you believe in the word of God.
你要不就是选择跟着你的感知走，要不就跟着神的话语而走。
And I tell you, I've learned a big lesson in life. The more I obey my feeling, the more I don't see the result.
我自己学的 很大一个功课就是，如果我越是跟着我的感觉走，那我越是看不到那个结果。
The moment I accept God's word, bang, the thing gone.
但我一旦凭信心来相信神的话语的时候，那么结果就会很有一个突破发生。
Problem goes.
问题一下子出。
The feeling goes.
我的感那种不好的感觉。
That moment you didn't have the faith, suddenly you got the faith. That moment you feel you didn't feel forgiven, but by faith, it becomes a reality.
所以那个时候你觉得你没有领受，但是你没有信心，但是当你凭信心做的时候，你就会得到这个能力。
Amen. You see, guilt brings us not only condemnation, but it attacks our very value.
所以这个愧疚不光是
who we are,
愧疚不光是让我们带来定罪感，同样也是来攻击我们的真实的一个身份。
I don't know why when I condemn myself, I speak in Mandarin.
当我来定罪我自己的时候，我会用我的母语来定罪我自己。
I automatically think 没有用的东西。
我很自然的用我自己的。
I don't know why. I don't.
我中文来给我定罪我自己。
I don't know. I don't think in English. I don't think in Hakka. I just think it. I only say 没有用的东西。
I'm useless. 我总是会不会用英文或者其他的语言，我就是用中文来对我自己说。
And the other time when I normally speak Mandarin is when I desperately need God's help.
还有一个情况，我会突然冒出中文，就是我真的很迫切需要神来帮助我的时候。
I don't know why I automatically go, 主啊，
我很自然那个我的那个语言就冒出来了。
救我！
就说 save me alone.
I don't know why.
No, save me.
I always go, 主啊，救我！
每次我就是在这种紧要关头，我就会用中文讲跟神祷告。
没有用的东西。
或者就是 another time I condemn myself useless.
But I got to stop whenever I hear that Mandarin voice. No.
每次我听到我也用这个中文字眼在祷告的时候
I am valuable
然后提醒我自己说我不可以再这样有想法
In Christ I'm a valuable I am the pearl of great price
我在基督里面是非常有价值的耶稣用重价将我买回
you have to tell yourself Christ died for me
你要告诉自己耶稣为我舍命
becauseIt's so easy to compare with another Christian.
因为我们很容易把自己跟别人做比较。
Half of the condemnation that I have is when I compare myself with another person.
我很多时候大部分的那种定罪感都是源于我跟别人做比较的时候。
How many of you are like me?
有多少人会这样子呢?
If you're born in a big family, you're always comparing with your brothers and your sisters.
如果你出生在一个大家庭，你很自然会跟你的弟兄姊妹做比较。
Like I told you last week,In school, I'm always the bottom of the class.
好像上周我跟大家讲的，我在学习方面我不是很厉害，每次在就靠下面一点。
My younger brother is always top of the class.
然后我的弟弟很聪明，他的成绩总是很优秀。
Every single year, without fail, when it comes to end of the year awards, my brother always get the prizes.
所以真的每一年学校颁奖的时候，期末颁奖的时候，我的弟弟总是会得奖。
He used to come home rich.
每次回到家，他就是很洋洋得意的。
He gets £5 for that, £5 for that, £5 for that.
因为他表现很好，学习成绩很优异，他总是因为得奖拿了很多奖金。
Then I have to sit in the assembly clapping.
然后呢，我只是坐在那个礼堂上面点那个给他拍掌鼓励。
And what I can think of is when I get home, I'm gonna beat you up.
然后我当时想说，哇，那回去我有脸给你脸色看。
My sin was aroused.
那我里面的罪
My anger.
那种怒气。
But then at the same time, why?
但是同时我自己里面也会很内疚。
The two of us came from the same womb.
很羞愧，觉得啊，都是同一个爸妈生的，为什么会这样子呢
？Why did he get all the clever genes and I didn't get any of the clever and all the good genes？
为什么所有的好的那基因都被他拿了，我什么都没
有？And no matter how hard I try, I never go above a single digit. Go to a single digit in terms of out of 30 people. In other words, my top ever position in my life was 11th.
所以就是不管我多么努力去学习我的在班上的排名都没有超过一个数位在三十个同学当中我都没有超过那个排名
But whenever you see the results you don't have to start from the top you start from the bottom
所以我最好的排名就是排第十一位那么每次我排名都是不是从上面看而是从最后往最下面往下看
And then quickly you find my name
然后我很快就会找到我是倒数第几名
And so you grow up feeling condemned
然后就是这样的经历让我总是有一种定罪感觉
You feel useless
觉得自己好像很没用的感觉
What can you do?
我觉得我可以做什么呢
Until we meet Jesus.
只要有一天当我遇见耶稣
With Jesus, you become valuable.
当我们在主里面的时候我们变成有价值
The greatest gift I receive is Him.
我觉得我领受最美好的礼物就是耶稣
He makes my life, makes your life valuable.
耶稣让你和我的生命变得有价值
Amen. What you cannot do, you can do all things through Him.
在我们靠自己做不了的事情，在基督里面都皆有可能。
Your success, His success can be your success.
主的成功会成为我们的成功。
Even though you may not come out of a university or school with great grades, but you can still have a great life.
虽然可能你在学业方面没有这么优异的成绩，但是你仍然靠着主，你在生命当中也会成功。
Because life is not just about qualifications.
因为我们的生命不只是关乎你的学习成绩。
That's why never tell your children who don't get the grades. 你死了。
所以当你的孩子如果没有达到他预期的你预期的那个成绩的时候，你不要对他说 you're dead.
You've got no future.
不要说你没有希望了，你一事无成了。
Stop prophesying.
不要把这种不好的预言发在你孩子身上。
Instead saying, son, daughter,Okay, you try your best. But life is not just about your qualification. Success is not just about that.
所以就是与其去咒诅你的孩子，你跟他说，如果你尽你的力做了，你要知道生命、生活、人生不是关乎你的学历。
The most important thing you can teach your children is your life is in God's hands.
能教导你孩子最重要的一点是你的人生是在主的手中。
It should teach them to seek God.
要教导他们如何来寻求神。
Teach them to pray.
教导他们如何来祷告。
Like the way you force them to do the homework.
就好像你花很多心思精力来强迫他们做功课学习，你要把这个精力放在他教导他们如何来祷告。
Amen. Because in life, when everything fails,
因为当人生一切都支离破碎的时候
，and then you in front of you is a mountain.
在你面前有一座巨山挡着你。
Your children will be so grateful that mom and dad taught me to get on my knees and pray.
那个时候你的孩子可能会很感恩，说他我的父母曾经教导我如何在困难面前跪在神的面前来祷告，寻求他。
Such a simple exercise and yet can save your children's life.
是一个很看似很简单的操练，但在那个时刻会拯救他们的生命。
Teach them to work hard, study hard, but don't teach them to be totally dependent on that, but to be instead to be dependent on God.
你可以会教导他们要尽全力去学习也好，做任何的事情，但是不要教导他们，他们的一生是决定于这个东西，他们的生命是取决于神。
Look at ourselves.
依靠神的。
We study hard.
看看我们自己，其实我们也
很用力读书。We believe all the qualification we get was the answer.
我们觉得我们得到那个学历、学业就是人生的答案了。
Is it?
但真的是这样子吗
？We lived our life. Are they the answer?
就是我们有了学业，我们就找到人生的所有问题的答案了吗
？For me, no.
对我来说，绝对不是。
So why do I teach my children the same thing?
那为什么我知道在我身上行不通，我还教导我孩子这样做呢
？Instead, I find Christ is the one that makes things work.
反而相反，我知道说基督是一切问题的答案。
Prayer is the thing that changes things.
祷告是改变问题的一种方法。
Faith is the one is the thing that moves mountains.
信心是我们可以挪移那个大山。
That is what you need to transfer.
这才是我们需要教导我们孩子的地方。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, the moment you feel guilt, condemnation comes, and you become 没有用的东西。
所以一旦我们感愧疚，然后听了仇敌的谎言，然后我们就觉得定罪，然后我们会自己咒诅我们自己。
And then when you see your brothers and sisters, you compare.
那你见到其他的弟兄姊妹，你可能无形当中你开始跟别人相比。
And you spend all your life comparing with that brother, comparing with that sister, comparing with a neighbor, and comparing with the whole world.
可能你花你好一生的时间，就是跟这个弟兄、这个姐妹，或者你的邻居，或者你周围的人来比较。
I have never met a single person that I want to model myself on.
我没有遇到任何一个人，我觉得要做我人生的榜样。
Because every person that you meet, when you know them, there's something not right.
因为当你认识每个人，你认识他们之后，你发现他们身上总有些缺
点。So therefore, stop comparing.
所以真的，我们要停止。让我们自己给别人做比较。
Because the more you compare, the more you feel guilty, the more you feel condemned, the more you feel a failure.
所以，因为越是比较，你越是愧疚，越是愧疚，越是定罪，然后你越觉得自己是个失败。
Instead, I've learned to compare myself with Jesus.
那么，我们需要做把我们自己跟我们的主相比较。
Because He is perfect.
因为只有他是完全完美的。
God is only pleased with Him.
因为只有。在父神眼中只有
耶稣是讨他喜悦的 Christ is the only one that is acceptable to God
只有主在父神眼中是被接纳被喜悦的
Even the best of human beings is still fall short of God
因为就算这是世人眼中最优秀的人类都是亏缺了神的荣耀
It's a bit like comparing one broken car with another broken car
所以我们做的就是一个破碎的人跟另外一个破碎的人相比较
Just if you're a broken miniCompare with a broken Rolls Royce, they're both broken.
所以就是说，不管是各样的豪车，怎么样的车牌、车型都好，只要他们是破坏的，都是破碎的，他们比较没有什么意思，不是吗
？Amen. So it's a waste of time.
就是浪费大家的时间。
Why are we comparing with a person that needs Jesus as much as you do?
为什么跟你把自己跟另外一个同样需要耶稣的人，你跟他这样的人做比较呢
？Even someone living in a mansion will still go to the grave.
就算那个人他住豪宅又怎样，他还是要死去的。
Big grave, small grave, both are grave.
不管是大坟墓、小坟墓，豪宅豪华的也好，简易也好，都是要死的，没什么区别。
Why spend your time feeling guilty and condemned by comparing with another person? Instead, compare with Christ?
为什么要因为跟别人的比较，让自己活在愧疚和定罪当中呢？我们把这个时间来跟主比较，不是更好？
The difference is this.
这个不同点就是
Every time when I see something about Jesus,
每次当我们来看耶稣的时候
and I look at him,
让我们来注目我们的耶稣。
Oh Lord, you are so patient.
主啊，你如此的忍耐。
You're so wonderful.
你如此的美好。
Make me like that, Lord.
主啊，我想要成为你的样式。
Amen.Holy Spirit say, okay.
圣灵说，好的，你有这样的想法。
And that's how you turn from a person who 没有用的东西 to somebody of value.
所以你要成为从一个没用的人变成在主里面有价值的。
Amen. I remember when I was in sixth form, I was told to give a report of how much money do we have. I was a treasurer. How much money do we have for the team?
我记得我在高中的时候，我当时我们要做一个汇报，关于说我是那个是管金财务
All it was,
财务部，就说我们有多少资金。
All I needed to do is say we have, ladies and gentlemen, we have £340.
所以我当时要做的一个汇报非常简单，就几句话说啊，先生们、女士们，我们现在我们的财务上有£3,200。
But I never done a speech before in front of people.
但是我没有在很大众人面前做这样一个汇报演讲。
Because compared to other people, 我没有用的东西。
因为我当时一直活在那个定罪当中，觉得自己没有用。
And so for me to say something, no.
当时我觉得要在众人面前讲这几句话都很困难。
So I hold my practice and practice and practice.
然后当时上来之前，我在私下做了很多的练习。
Ladies and gentlemen, we have £340.
Oh, 我们有340磅，我就是我其实就是两句话说，先生们、女士们，我们有340磅的。
I couldn't sleep.
为了讲这两句话，我都不能入睡。
I was so nervous the next day.
我紧张的不得了。
And I got it written down.
然后呢，我还把那个要讲的话写下来。
And then the chairman said, "How much money do we have, Joshua?"
然后当时他们就问啊、哦、，Joshua, 我们的财务多少钱呢
？So I got up.
然后我站起来。
I was shaking.
然后当时我双手我的双腿在打抖。
And the words could not come out of my mouth.
我紧张到话都说不出来。
真的没有用的东西。
真的我就成了 I become the useless person.
But when Christ came in me,
但是当主进到我里面的时候
I become someone valuable.
我成为了那个有价值的器皿。
It's unbelievable that I can't talk in front of people.
如果今天你看到我的样子，你会觉得怎么可能？
For
all of you, 我不可能在人面前说话。
That is impossible.
你觉得不可能 ，Joshua 会。不能在众人面前讲话、这个、
But what you are seeing is Christ in me.
但是你今天看到的是在基督在我里面活着的样子。
Although I am useless, but Christ in me makes me valuable.
虽然我自己觉得我没有用，但是当基督住在我里面的时候，才让我成为这个有价值的器皿。
So compare yourself with Christ.
所以我们不要跟人比，我们要跟基督相比。
Because whatever you see,
因为我们所看到的
is whatever He wants to give you.
就是主想要赐给我们的
is whatever will manifest in you.
也是神要在我们里面所彰显出
来的。If you see God, Christ is a loving, forgiving person. God wants you to be a loving, forgiving person.
如果你见到我们的主是那种良善的、饶恕人的，那么主也要你成为这样的一个样式。
If you see Christ is wise, you become wise.
如果你觉得在主里面有智慧，那么你也成为这有智慧之人。
Because you, God wants to make you like Jesus.
因为父神要让我们都成为耶稣的样式。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is absolutely correct.
而且这是绝对的、正确的一件事。
Amen. And it's not too late.
而且还为时不晚哦。
To pursue after Jesus.
让我们要来追求我们的主。
I just realized we haven't actually come to any of our texts, any scripture at all.
我今天的开场有点长了，是不是？
哦，
我还没有进入到我们的经文。
I've already preached a sermon.
我还没有进入到真正的那经文。
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
撒加利亚书三章。
Zechariah is written after the people of Judah.And of Judah came out of a captivity.
这他那个写作者的那个背景呢，是当时犹太人他们被掳的。
The Jews went back to the land to build a temple and build the walls.
所以当时犹太人他们从被掳之地回到犹太地以色列他们的本地，然后又建立那个 圣殿。
And there was a priest,
城墙。
And there was a priest called Joshua.
然后这有个祭司叫约书亚。
And Zechariah prophesied this. He saw this.
然后撒迦利亚他这样发预言，他看到的异象。
In a vision.
在这个异象当中。
And then in verse 1 he said, Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him.
天使指给我看，约书亚大祭司站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦站在约书亚的右边控告他。
I'm choosing this text because it shows us about how guilt and condemnation works.
所以我选这个经文是想跟大家说明这个愧疚跟定罪是如何来实行的。
How forgiveness and grace works.
那么饶恕跟恩典是怎么发生的？
You see, when you do something wrong,
当我们做错事的时候，
in secret,
可能在暗处所做的错事，
two people knows that.
有两个人知道。
The church doesn't know.
教会的弟兄姊妹不知道。
And even your wife or your husband doesn't know.
可能你的配偶也不知道。
But two people knows.
但是有两个人知道哦。
One.
第一。
Is God.
就是神。
The other one.
第二个呢是谁？
Is the devil.
就是撒旦。
Your little secret.
你的那个隐秘的隐私。
The devil keeps telling you, I know.
然后仇敌在撒旦那里说，嗯，我都知道啊。
I know what you have done.
我知道你做了什么。
Naughty, naughty.
你很巧，你在暗处做的那些不好的事情，我都知道哦。
So what does he do? He accuses you in front of God.
然后呢，他就会在神面前来控告你。
Amen. 嗯。So the devil comes and accuses you.
然后呢，撒旦就会不断的来控告你，来指责你。
So that's the difference. The Holy Spirit, see.When God knows it,
当神知道的时候,
His reaction is the Holy Spirit comes and convict you of your sin.
那么圣灵会来你的里面，心里给你感动，让你意识到你要去认错。
Can you see the difference?
那么这个不同点，大家有没有看到？
God sees it.
我们犯的错，神看到。
He sees your sin, and the Holy Spirit comes and convicts you of your sin.
当他看到我们犯错的时候，他会派圣灵来我们里面动工，让我们来认罪。
In order to lead you into repentance,
是为了帮助我们进入到悔改这件事。
The devil sees it.
但是如果撒旦看到你做
错事呢？ He comes and accuses you.
他所做的行为呢，就是来控告你。
没有用的东西。
然后来定罪你。
And condemns you.
定罪你。
How long have you become a Christian?
哇，你做基督徒这么多长时间呢？
You call yourself a pastor.
你说你是还是牧师？
And then you feel condemned.
然后你听到这种声音的时候，你就很定罪。
Now, you know the difference between the two.
所以我们其实知道这两个不同的方法。
Can you now discern the voice of the devil and the voice of God?
那你可以能分辨神的声音和撒旦的声音吗？
One leads you to repentance, the other one leads you to condemnation.
一个让你带领进入悔改，另一个让你进入到
定罪当中。And so here, Joshua, the high priest,
所以这里那个祭司约书亚
sees God and Satan.
他看到了神，在他面前有神和撒旦。
What happens is that the devil accuses him.
他看到撒旦在神面前来控告他。
And verse 2 and 3 we see this. Next.
然后。
And the Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed in filthy garments.
那么这里三章第二节接着说约书耶和华向撒旦说：“撒旦呐、啊，耶和华责备你，拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？”约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
So this is a picture of us we messed up.
这好像我们自己的一个图画。
We sinned against God.
当我们犯罪了，我冒犯了神呢，我们站在神面前。
In other words, we're clothed in rags, in filthy garments.
就好像我们穿着那个污秽的衣裳。
And the devil accuses you.
然后那个撒旦在我旁边来控告我们。
Look what happened.
然后看，这就是这个图画在我面前。
The Lord rebukes the devil.
但这个时候，耶和华神责备斥责撒旦。
Did he say the Lord rebuke Joshua?
这里面说耶和华来责备约书亚祭司呢
？He says to the devil, "Be quiet."
他告诉那个撒旦叫你 闭嘴。
In other words, God will stop the accusation, will stop the condemnation.
所以就是神会为我们的缘故来阻止这个定罪和控告。
And that is why I realize, when every time when I hear the voice of the enemy accusing me, I say, Lord, you don't have to rebuke him. Let me rebuke him instead. I rebuke you, Satan.
所以每次当我听到撒旦有这个声音来控告我的时候，我说主啊，你不用帮我啊定啊刺着他。
Even if you don't rebuke the devil, the Lord will rebuke him.
就算你自己不这样做，神也会为我们的缘故这样做。
And then the Lord says, right, these words.
然后主说这样的话。
Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?
这不是从火中所抽出来的一根柴吗？
Have you ever had barbecue?
大家有没有试过烧烤？
When you burn the wood or you burn the coal, things become dirty.
当我们烧了那个柴火或者烧了那个炭以后呢，留下来的东西都是很污秽的，很脏的。
And when you pull the things out from the coal or the wood,You yourself gets dirty.
所以如果你去伸手去捡那个炭火或者那个柴的时候，你自己的手也会变污脏。
In other words, when we mess up,
所以就换言之，当我们自己做犯错的时候，
when we become dirty,
我们自己穿上了这个污秽的衣裳，
God will reach out with his hand.
神会伸手来。
He's prepared to get his hand dirty.
就算他怕他弄脏他的手都没有关系，他会来
帮我们。Plucking you out of the fire.
他会把我们从这个火中抽出来。
And that's what he means. We are plucked out of the fire.
我们是从火中所抽出来的。
Plucked out of our trouble.
我们把我们从我们的困难当中
抽出来。Plucked out of our sin.
从我们的罪恶当中抽离出来。
Though we're clothed in filthy rags, God has his hands dirty.
就算神好像玷污了他的手，让我们穿着这个污秽的衣裳都没有关
系。Are you not glad that God decided to come and help you?
你会不会很？我们是不是很欣慰？当神他如此愿意来帮助我们。
And yet, we have this image. God doesn't want to see you. You get a bath. You get a shower before you come to the throne.
有没有想到神没有这样做？说啊，你把你自己清洁干净，洗个澡，换了干净的衣服，再来到我面前吧。
Somebody asked the evangelist Reinhard Bonnke in an interview on TV.
有人在电视上电视访问上问过布永康这个问题。
He said.If Jesus' blood is so powerful, how come people are still dirty?
他说如果耶稣
still in sin.
他说为什么如果主耶稣的宝血如此有能力，为什么人还是如此的污秽，还是有在罪中呢？
He says, Sir, when people are dirty without having a bath, you do not blame the soap.
他说如果那个人他很脏，他没有洗澡，但是你不能怪那个冲凉液。
You don't blame the soap. Why are people so dirty when you can clean them?
就是你不能怪那个肥皂，说为什么这个人这么脏。
The problem is people refuse to take a bath.
那个人他脏的原因不能是怪罪在那个肥皂上面，而是因为这个人他们拒绝去洗澡。
The blood of Jesus is powerful, but it needs a sinner to come to Jesus and take a bath.
就是耶稣基督的宝血如此能力，但有大能，但是也需要这个罪人要来到主面前，愿意领受主的洁净和赦免。
Amen. So when we mess up,
所以当我们犯错的时候
，we need to come to church, come to Jesus.
所以我们需要来到教会，来到神面前。
But a religious church will say to you, "Don't come to church, don't come to God in prayer until you cleanse yourself."
所以，但是有些宗教形式内教会说，哦。在你洁净你自己悔改之前，你不可以来到教会，不可以来到神面前。
But you clean yourself with what?
但是我要用什么来洁净我自己呢？
You need to come to Jesus and his blood will cleanse us.
因为我们只有来到主面前，用耶稣的宝血才可以洗净我们，不是吗？
How can a sinner, how can a Christian who messed up cleanse himself until he comes to Jesus who can cleanse him?
所以当我一个基督徒犯罪的时候 你变得污秽的时候，你只有来到神面前才可以得洁净，不是吗？
Amen. So brothers and sisters, every time when we mess up,
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次当我们真的是好像犯错了，
we come to God.
我们要快快地来到神面前。
We don't run away from God.
我们不要离开他，离弃他。
I have so many times, so many people say to me, I can't come to church because I feel I'm too unworthy, I'm too sinful.
我觉得我遇到过很多这样的 案例，很多人他们觉得，他说我不能去教会，因为我觉得自己很不配，自己很污秽。
I said no, that's exactly what you need to do. You come.
我说就反而你就是要这样做，你就是需要去教会，来到神面前。
And when you come under the grace of God, the blood of Jesus cleanses you.
这就是我们为什么来到神的恩典之下，神的宝血来洁净我们，赦免我们。
Amen. Next time when you and I mess up.
所以下一次当你跟我们犯罪的时候，我们做错事情的时候
，Don't try and hide from God.
一定不要尝试来逃避神哦。
Don't try and avoid God.
也不要来避开神哦。
But come to Jesus.
来到主面前。
Let Him cleanse you.
让他来洁净你。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 4 says here, and the angel said to those who were standing before him, "Remove the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "Behold, I have taken."Your iniquities away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestment.
这是第四节，使者吩咐那些势力在他面前的说，脱去他污秽的衣服，又对约书亚说，你看，我使你的罪孽离开你，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
See, over in life, sometimes you don't feel you're forgiven.
所以在我们生活当中，我们常常遇到这样的时刻，我们觉得自己没有被饶恕。被赦免
you feel you're still guilty.
你觉得你还是有罪的。
But the truth is, God has removed the filthy garment and gave you some new clothes.
但这个事实是，神已经除去了你污秽的衣裳，给你穿上了这个华美的衣服。
As I get older, one thing I've learned is this.
当我年纪越大的时候，我明白一个道理。
I need to appreciate God's mercy.
我要我们来感恩神的恩惠。
Every time when He does something good to me,
当神每次恩待我们的时候
，and He doesn't have to,
可能是他根本不需要这样做。
God does not need to answer any of our prayers.
神不需要来回答我们任何一个。
God doesn't need to do anything for us.
神不需要为我们做任何的事情。
And yet He does.
但他仍然选择来做。
Because He's showing you mercy.
因为他在施恩于我们，怜悯我们。
Amen.Next time whenever you see an answer to prayer, I tell you, do this. Say to Lord, thank you for your mercy.
所以每次当我们有我们的祷告蒙垂听的时候，我们要来到神面前说，神啊，谢谢你。
Today I'm alive and I'm healthy. His mercy.
主啊，今天我仍然活着，仍然有健康。我主是你的怜悯，是你的恩典。
I have nothing to do. You have nothing to do, and yet He changes the clothes. He cleanses you from your mess and He restores you.
虽然我们什么都没有做，但他却把我们污秽的衣服脱去，然后为我们修复我们，给我们穿上那华美的衣裳。
And then verse 5 said, And I said, Let them put a clean turban on his head, so that they put a clean turban on his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by.
第五节我说，要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上。他们就将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。耶和华的使者在旁边站立。
So this is what happened when you mess up.
所以这就是我们当我们觉得自己犯错了，
two people
搞砸了。
Knows, two people knows.
有两个人知道。
The devil will condemn you.
仇敌他会来控告你。
God will lead you to repentance.
但神会带领我们进入悔改。
It's a gift.
是神给我们的恩赐。
It's a blessing.
是神给我们的祝福。
Then He cleanses you.
然后神会来洁净我们
He restores you.
神来恢复我们
And over the years I've seen so much of goodness of God
在过往很多年我见证了神的良善
Even when I feel with a person No way Lord You cannot forgive him
就很多时候我觉得这个人哇怎么可能他做了这样的事情怎么可能饶恕他
And yet I see his mercy
但我见证了神的良
善 To people who totally does not deserve it
有些人可能他们做的事情根本不配得被施恩不配的
And yet God does it.
但神仍然选择这样做。
So God can forgive the worst of sinners.
可能最糟糕的一个罪人，神都会饶恕他们。
He can forgive us.
神仍然可以饶恕我们。
So the rest of our lives, let's walk under that grace.
所以在我们的余生，我们都要走在神的这个恩典之下。
Knowing that He's so good, He will help you.He will be merciful to you.
神如此的良善，他会帮助我们，他会饶恕我们，会洁净我们。
Like I said last week, somehow things will work out in your life.
我们相信他，真的，我们生命中的问题总是有方法来得到解决。
Last week when I said trust the Lord, this week I'm saying trust His mercy.
上周我跟大家讲说我们要信靠神，这周我告诉大家我们要相信神的恩典。
Amen. Get out of that condemnation.
从这个定罪当中快快脱离出来。
Stop listening to the devil.
不要再听到撒旦的声音。
I know who you are.
知道你的真实的身份，知道你的站立在哪里。
You can do all things through Christ Jesus.
我们可以借靠着他，我们万事都能做。
You and I are so valuable that the Son of God decided to die for us.
我们如此的宝贵，连神的独生子就舍命来赎救赎我们。
Amen. Isn't that great?
是不是很？
And that's why I finish off with Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2.
我用罗马书五章。
He said, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, there are four key words you need to remember.
所以这里有四个关键字我们要记得。
And this is the verse that you need to memorize, these two verses.
这两个两节经文我们大家要背下来。
Every time when the devil condemns you,
每次撒旦来控告你的时候。
First,I am justified by faith.
首先你要告诉他说我已经因信称义了。
If you believe in Jesus, you are justified.
如果你相信主，你已经因信称义。
And what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
God is okay with me.
就是神已经满意我了。
He says, we have peace with God.
就是我们与基督已经和好。
Not through your efforts, not through how you feel.
不是靠着你的感知，不是靠着你的工作。
What does he say that through our Lord Jesus Christ?
他说是借着我们的主耶稣基督，我们得与神和好。Amen.
That's why on, if you are a believer,
如果你是信徒，
and when in Christmas he say peace on earth and goodwill to man.
他说平安赐给在地上神所喜悦的人。
It's not that, oh, there's no war.
你觉得这个平安就是所谓的世界和平，没有征战。
Before we became a Christian,
在我们成为基督徒之前，
we were enemies of God.
我们是与神为敌的。
Amen? To such an extent, he sends you to hell.
所以到这个程度，我们的罪值得我们要下地狱的。
Now that is so contradictory to the concept God is love.
所以可能跟神是爱这个想法是好像很矛盾的。
God loves you as you are.
神按着你的本相来爱你，来接纳你。
Even though you're a sinner.
尽管你是一个罪人，神也爱你。
That's a false gospel.
那么这是一个错误的一个福音。
If God really loves the sinner so much, why does he send them to hell?
如果神这么爱这个罪人，为什么他会让罪人去到地狱呢？
Yes, God loves everyone.
神是爱世人，
but he has to send someone to hell.
但是因为我们的罪，他要让我们去地狱。
Amen. That's why through Christ.
所以借着基督，
he loves everybody.
他能接受所有人。
You understand, brothers and sisters? Without Christ, we are enemies of God.
没有耶稣基督的救赎，我们就是与神为敌。
Condemned to hell.
我们的结局就是地狱。
That's why the world cannot hear the wrong gospel.
所以这个世界一定要听一个正确的福音。
Without God, we are enemies of Him.
没有基督耶稣，我们就是神的
仇敌。Without God, He will send us to hell.
没有耶稣基督，我们就是会去到地狱。
And yet in Christ,
但是在基督里，
He saves us.
他拯救我们。
He loves us.
他可以爱我们。
Amen. Then it is only when we become a Christian do we realize that God is love.
所以只有当我们成为基督徒以后，我们才意识到神是爱。
Yeah, Suzanne and I were standing outside cathedral, and outside said, "God is love."
当我们我跟苏珊站在一个天主教堂外面，我们看到写的说，神是爱。
In my mind, I said, "That is so true. God is love."
但我觉得真的是真理，神就是爱。
But the world will never know that He is love until they become a Christian.
但是如果世人没有成为基督徒，他们无法能理解神是爱这个真理。
Until they give their life to Christ, to God, to Christ, they will only see His wrath.
如果他们知道，就是在他们把生命交给基督之前，他们看到的就是神的愤怒。
If God is love, then the sinners don't need to do anything.
如果神真的是爱的话，那么罪人不需要做任何事情。
But the gospel message is this: we need Jesus.
但是福音的真理是我们需要基督
and receive the love of God
来领受神的爱
otherwise he will send us to hell
不然的话在他公义之下他会让我们去到地狱
we are his enemies
我们是与他为敌的
we are under his wrath
我们是在他的愤怒之下的怒火之下
but through Christ
但是借着基督
we see a completely different God.
我们会见到一个完全不同的神
a God is pure, full of love.
神一个圣洁的神充满爱的神
Amen. And that is why I encourage you today.
所以今天我鼓励大家
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女
We shouldn't see an angry God anymore.
我们 不要看到神是在我面前是发怒的神
We shouldn't be talking about Christians going to hell.
我们不可以再说、啊、讨论说基督徒要再去地狱
That's for the non-believer.
这是对于那些还没有领受基督的人。
Amen. Let's stop talking about that in church.
在教会当中，这个真理应该清楚了。
When we become a Christian,
当我们成为基督徒以后
，we see the love of God.
我们要看到神的爱。
We see the kindness of God.
我们看到神的良善。
We see the goodness of God.
我们看到神的良好美好。
And He wants us to enjoy that.
然后神要让我们享受他的恩赐。
When we mess up,
当我们犯错的时候。
Run to Jesus.
我们要快快地跑向主。
Run to the Father.
快快地来到父神面前。
And say, Lord, fix me.
说主啊，你来搞定我。
Forgive me.
你来原谅我。
Help me.
求你来帮助我。
Holy Spirit, help me.
圣灵，你帮助我。
Let's finish this off.
让我们看。
We have peace with God. Through Him, we have obtained access by faith into His grace, in which we stand.And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
这第二节是我们又借着他因信得以进入现在所站立的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Four words.
四个关键字。
Faith.
信心。
Peace.
平安。
Grace.
恩典。
Hope.
还有盼望。
In these two verses.
在 这个第二节经文当中，四个关
键字。Whenever the devil condemns you,
当仇敌来控告你的时候
，I'm justified by faith.
我因信称义。
God is okay with me.
神接纳我。
So I can approach Him.
所以我可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
And yet,
但是
I've got the grace of God.
但是因为神的恩典。
And I have hope.
然后我有盼望。
Because of that, we have hope.
因为这样神的恩典，我们有盼望。
Amen. Last week we saw.A law being passed called.
哦，我们上周看到一个律法通，在我们国家有一个律法的通过。
Where it's legal for someone to be killed by to assisted dying.
就是哦，就是如果人允许的话，他们可就是法律规定可以允许安乐死这件事。
And I remember watching this interview about a girl in another country who had the law for decades.
然后当时我看到一个采访说，在另外一个国家，这个律法已经存在很多年了。
And the parents was talking about their 24-year-old girl.
这个父母在说他们24岁的女儿。
Who became depressed.
那个女儿呢，遭受了抑郁症。
No hope.
觉得没有盼望。
So she decided.
然后她这个女儿做了一个决定。
End her life.
她想结束她的生命。
Legally.
就是根据按律法来结束她的生命。
When I saw that.
当我看到这个新闻的时候
I said, where are the Christians?
我说这个基督徒他们在哪里
Where are the Christians?
那么那些基督徒在哪里
Where are the people of God?
神的子民在哪里
How can somebody end their life because they've got no hope and because they're depressed?
一个人他为什么觉得说没有希望他们抑郁的时候他就想结束自己的生命呢
This verse tells me
这个经文告诉我
There is hope in Christ.
在基督里面是有盼望的。
There's forgiveness in sin.
这有罪的赦免。
Amen. I have seen so many people who lost hope, but because of the gospel, it restored their lives.
我见证过很多人，他们因为之前在世上失去盼望，但因为基督又重新恢复他们在生命的希望。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, nobody here should ever end their lives because they feel I'm depressed.
我们在这里的每一个人，没有任何人可以会因为自己遭遇这个抑郁来选择结束自己的生命。
To end your life like that, that is the devil's voice.
如果我们选择这样结束我们的生命，这是仇敌的声音。
But there is hope.
我们记得在基督里面有盼望。
When we come to Jesus,
来到基督面前有
盼望。I can imagine what that person was hearing.
我可以想象那个人，那个想选择自杀的那个人，
full of guilt, full of condemnation, full of depression.
可能充满了罪、那种定罪愧疚和抑郁的声音
And the devil comes along,
然后仇敌来这个时候
condemning
不断地去定罪他
just kill yourself
或者就告诉他 你结束自己的生命吧
but we need to be like the voice of God
我们要成为神的声音。
And we say to the devil, the Lord rebuke you.
我们要向对仇撒旦说斥责你。
And preach the gospel.
然后对他们传讲这个福音。
And I tell you, when people hear the gospel, there is hope.
当人听到福音的时候，他们能得到盼望。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, since there is a new law coming out, we need to preach the gospel fast.
所以弟兄姊妹，只要这个律法的通过，我们要更快的传福音。
And tell people.You don't need to end your life. Jesus is your hope.
我们告诉那些想结束生命、失去盼望的人，告诉他们，你不用结束做这样的事情，因为在基督里面有盼望。
We thank you. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, I ask you, God, for your goodness and mercy always to be in our lives.
主，我们祷告，愿你的良善、你的慈爱常常与我们同在。
The Lord, we will walk in that grace.
主，我们走，行在你的恩典之中。
To know that we deeply are loved by you.
主，我们知道你深爱着我们。
So I just ask you, God, do not send the people to hell.
所以主啊，不要让那些还未得救的人去到地狱。
Send out your laborers.
主啊，来拯救我们的邻居邻舍。
So that they will hear the gospel.
让他们也可以听到你的福音。
And I just pray that you will help all of us here today.
主，求你帮助我们今天在里每个人。
And people online.
可能在网上参加聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
That we always should come to Jesus.
让我们不要遇到什么样的情况，我们都总是来到主面前。
Every time when we mess up,
每次当我们觉得搞砸的时候，犯错的时候，
that we come to receive your forgiveness,
我们来到你面前领受你的赦免。
And stop the voice of the enemy,
我们要停止撒旦的声音。
So I just really encourage brothers and sisters here,
我鼓励我们在这里的每个弟兄姊妹，
that you need to hear what is said today.
你要听今天我所说的这个。
Don't listen to the condemnation.
不要听仇敌的给你的控告的声音。
Repent.
你要来到神面前来悔改。
Allow God to forgive you.
让神来赦免你。
Because God is always good to you.
因为神总是良善的神。
And you are valuable to Him.
你在神面前是宝贝，是有价值的。
Hallelujah! So I encourage you.
我鼓励大家。
To silence the voice of the enemy.
我们要。让仇敌的控告的声音必停止。
And to know your future is going to be all right.
要相信你的未来在神的手中将一切安好。
Things will work out.
事情会有解决的方法。
Your children will be okay.
你的孩子也会安好。
Don't listen to the voice of the enemy condemning you as a parent.
不要来听撒旦来控告你作为父母的这声音。
Don't say to yourself, "Oh, I'm no good."
不要对你自己说啊，我真的不好，我做的不好。
It's all my fault.
都是我的错，都是我的错。
That's a condemnation.
这是一个控告，一个定罪。
Come to Jesus.
来到神面前。
And He will restore your family.
神会恢复你的家庭。
You keep praying.
不断的祷告。
And allow Him, believe Him.
相信神，来允许神来做工。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Hallelujah. 谢谢爸爸。
何等恩典，你竟然在乎我。何等恩典，你宝血为我流。何等恩典，你以尊贵荣耀为我冠冕。我的罪充满着何等恩典，何等恩典，你竟然在乎我。 双手何等恩典，
何等恩典，
你竟然在乎我，感谢你，
何等恩典，你宝血为我流，何等恩典，你尊贵荣耀为我冠冕，我的罪必充满赞美，
你挪去，你挪去我所有枷锁，你挪去，
你挪去
我所有重担，哈利路亚，
你挪去我所有伤悲，我的名配得所有颂赞，
你挪去，你挪去我所有枷锁，
你挪去我所有重担，你挪去我所有伤悲，你的名配得所有颂赞，
何等恩典，
何等
struggling at home.
如果你在家中有挣扎，
there's real problems at home.
在家中有真的很大的问题。
And all the time you've been living under condemnation.
可能因为这些问题，你常常在定罪自己。
That you condemn yourself.
你定罪你自己。
You see, there's nothing you can do in your past.
可能在我们过往发生的事情，我们做不了什么。
Even if you have done wrong.
就算你做错了什么。
That you come to God.
只要你来到神面前，
and then you just say to him,
你对神说，
Lord, have mercy on me.
主求你来怜悯我，
have mercy on me.
怜悯我主，
that's all you need to pray. Lord, have mercy on me.
你只需要对主说，求你怜悯我，
have mercy on me.
来怜悯我主。
And then the other thing is that you need to silence that voice.
还有一个事就是你要来斥责撒旦控告你的声音。
And then you say the Lord rebuke that voice.
你说主，我责备这个控告的声音。
Bind it in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名，我捆绑这样的声音。
That's all you need to do. Two things.
两件事
bind that voice and rebuke it in Jesus' name.
捆绑这个声音来奉耶稣名的斥责这个声音。
But then before God,
但是在神面前
say, Lord, have mercy on me.
你说主啊，求你来怜悯我。
Whether you do right or you do wrong, whether it's your fault or not your fault, just say, God, have mercy on me.
不管你有没有做对对对与错，不管是不是你的责任
I need your grace.
都说主啊，我求你怜悯我，需要你的怜
悯。And you pray that every day.
每天做这样的祷告。
You just pray that every day.
每天做这样的祷告。
And I am so confident things will change.
我非常的相信事情会发生改变。
Because you're no longer looking for the solution that is it from yourself.
你不再靠自己的寻找就解决的方法。
Instead, your eyes are now on Jesus.
因为你现在注目在耶稣。
And He is the one who's merciful and gracious.
他是那个怜悯有慈爱的人。
He is love.
他爱我们
He is good.
他是良善的
When you say, Lord, have mercy on me.
当你说主啊，求你来怜悯我
Indeed, He will show you His mercy.
实实在在，他会来向你显
So Lord, I ask you, Lord, help us to experience that mercy and grace.
主，我们祷告，让我们来经历你的怜悯和怜悯
Despite of how unworthy we are.
尽管我们如此的不配
And yet you're here.
但主，你听到了
To bless us.
你在这里，你要来祝福我们。
To deliver us.
你要来释放我们。
To show us your kindness.
你要来向我们显明你的良善。
Thank you, Lord.
哦，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢你，我的主。
Remember, just pray, Lord, have mercy on me.
记得我们就这样祷告，主啊，求你来怜悯我。
And if that voice is still in the head, you say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
如果这个控告的声音还在你里面响起，就说奉耶稣名我们斥责。
The Lord rebuke you.
主来斥责你。
Be gone in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名离开。
And then you come back to God.
然后你来到主面前。
The Lord have mercy on me.
求主来怜悯。
That's all you need to say. Lord have mercy on me.
你只需要讲这简单的几句话。
Lord have mercy on me.
求主来怜悯我。
As though like you're breathing, like.Lord, have mercy on me.
在神面前，倾倒你的心。
Lord, have mercy upon me. It's like breathing. Lord, have mercy.
好像你在把你的罪的悲伤带到神面前，倾倒。
You just keep praying that every day.
说主啊，来怜悯我。
And you watch the miracle.
你会亲眼见证神迹的发生。
Jesus is good.
主，你是好的神。
The Lord is kind.
主，你是何等的
良善。He is merciful.
谢谢你恩待我们。
And watch the miracles happen.
要见证神迹在你的家里发生。
The Lord is good to us.
主啊，你恩待我们。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just take a few more moments. Let the Holy Spirit touch our hearts.
让我们花点时间让圣灵来触摸我们的心。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just allow the Holy Spirit to touch your heart. 让他的手按在你的心，让圣灵的触摸，让他的恩典，让你感受到耶稣基督的怜悯，他的恩典。Hallelujah. 奉耶稣基督的名字。接受耶稣基督的恩典 Hallelujah We rebuke the enemy's voice In Jesus name Hallelujah 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 Let the Holy Spirit come Hallelujah Mercy come. 让他的怜悯来到我们当中。 fill us with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 充满我们主啊，充满我们主啊，圣灵充满我们，充满我们主。Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. I encourage people online, you need to worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit come. Hallelujah. 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 Let Him fill you with power. Those of you who are weary, let Him fill you with power.让他的能力充满你。如果你感觉到累，今天 fill with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Fill with the Spirit. 圣灵充满你。Fill with the Spirit. Spirit, come. Be filled in Jesus' name. The power of God come upon you. The power of God come upon you. Be filled in Jesus' name. 充满我们主。Shambaraka shataramakayate. Shiarambaroko sukaramakayate.Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let the anointing break the yoke. Let the Holy Spirit break the yoke. Break every condemnation. Let the peace of God come.Let the joy of the Lord come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus, we love you.
Jesus,
we love you.
主我们爱你。
Father, Lord, let that peace be in our home.
主要我们的家中有平安。
Peace be in our hearts.
在我们的家中有平安。
Bless every family, Lord.
求求你祝福每个家庭。
And every person.
我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name.
主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you've got any prayer, come forward. I'll pray for you.
好，我们的聚会结束，大家如果需要可以到前面，神祝福大家。